ECOWAS has committed itself to assist the Malian government and people in succeeding their transition. This is the reason why we have participated in the stabilization of Mali by sending more than 6,300 troops on the ground. And I believe that thanks to the intervention of Zolbi's troop, particularly France intervention and the Chadian intervention, we were able to expel the terrorist groups from the northern part of the country. So therefore, the country is now peaceful, and we are going to continue our support for the stabilization of the northern part of the country. Now, on the political side, we have helped set the transitional government in place in Bamako. I would want to remind that it is thanks to the ECOWAS mediation, mainly through President Blaise Compaoré, that this transition has been set up, and we are happy that the last obstacle leading to the organization of transparent election throughout the country was removed by the recent agreement signed in Ouagadougou between the central government and the armed groups in the north. So, therefore, I think the road is open now to organize elections for 28 July. And ECOWAS has already sent an electoral mission to Mali to discuss with all the stakeholders and make sure that all the measures have been taken to ensure free and fair elections. And in addition, we are prepared to send on the ground more than 250 observers that will go and observe these elections, but we are ready to assist financially and also technically the National Organization Committee. So ECOWAS will be by the side of the government of Mali in order to succeed these incoming elections.
How ready do you think the Electoral Commission will be to administer or organize credible elections? And will ECOWAS provide logistical and critical support to the Electoral Commission in its effort to organize this election?
Absolutely. ECOWAS is ready to assist the National Electoral Commission. But the bulk of the responsibility will rely on the transitional government. And I can remind you that during the last meeting of the follow-up and support group for Mali, all our partners agreed that they are going to assist Mali in organizing these elections. And indeed, we have been informed of the various steps taken by the transitional government to organize these elections. Of course, we are conscious that there are some difficulties, but we are ready to assist the government in overcoming these difficulties. I can assure you that ECOWAS will play its part, and I believe sincerely that with the assistance of the international community and all the partners of Mali, it will be possible to organize this election in the deadline of 28 July.
From what you have heard from the ground, because you've visited Mali, you've held top-level meetings with officials there, how confident are you that the elections will particularly be peaceful in regards to security and credible with regards to acceptance of the result or the conclusion of the election by the parties who participate in this coming presidential election in Mali?
First of all, I would like to say that I have noticed that all the stakeholders have expressed their willingness to participate into these elections. And apart from that, the Reconciliation and Dialogue Commission set up by the Malian authorities will help to gather all the Malians in order to succeed this election. Of course, no human action is perfect. But what we try to do is that it is obvious that with the problems facing the government, only a legitimate government can deal with these issues in the long term. So we need a legitimate government, and I believe that all the Malians are conscious that only an elected government will be in a position address all the various issues now for the countries, be there issues of reconciliation, issue of justice, issues of development, issues of decentralization. We really need these elections in order to be in a position to engage in a national dialogue. And I believe that for this reason, everyone will contribute so that this election can be held. As I told you, ECOWAS will certainly assist.